Please call me Al.
Man, so this is kind of maybe a weird way to start this, but you know, last night I was checking out your Instagram.
Yeah.
For me, one thing I like noticed from there is maybe like you like to sort of take the piss out of like, I don't know what you'd call it. Like, I loved there was one part where you were posting all these like quotes, you know, don't let your past define you or your future will never find you, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then I always feel like that is what kind of good branding, quote unquote, looks like. Like, you look at the counts with like 500,000 followers and they're all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So then for someone being in like a band that you presume like want to grow and like get more people involved, how do you sort of approach social media in a way that isn't like, I want to die looking at this kind of thing?
I kind of look at other people's, like, I really, like, we're kind of like, we're not a younger band. So I don't know. I feel like I've seen bands like that as old as us and stuff trying to do memes and stuff for their band page, and it looks real bad. And like, it looks like you're like, oh, you're a bunch of old people doing that. But then, I don't know, man. I would love to not have the internet.
Really?
Yeah. Well, not the internet. I'd love to have the internet, but not have to have social media other than my personal, like, one that's just for, like, my close friends.
Yeah, why is that?
Because, I don't know, I'm not a comedian and I don't need to, like, I don't know.
Do you think it's, like, a thing in music? What do you think, like, the climate of, like, music social media is at the moment? I find it's, like, very...
It's real horrible because I'm not going to name names, but there's bands and I know these bands. And, like, they just go and like everyone. Like, there's this one band that has liked every one of our fans. And, like, and then unfollowed them all. And now they have, like, heaps of followers. And, like, I think that's how they get shows.
Have you ever met any of these bands in, like, in real life afterwards?
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, I love your work, dude. Like, I don't know. How do they act?
They act like Kurt Cobain. Like, it's really weird. Like,
right.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I wanted to ask as well, with this new record, one of the tracks, Kitchen.
Yeah.
Was this about you in like a punk share house?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a pretty unique time.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. I was kind of like in between places and like I knew like I'm friends with a lot of like punk bands and stuff in LA and I was just staying there and it was disgusting.
Yeah? Like, how disgusting are we talking here?
So the first night I stayed there, the house caught on fire and like... We all had to evacuate, and like there was a fire inside the walls, like between the plasterboard.
Oh my god!
And it was crazy. And they came in with axes and just cut holes, but then they just left it like that. So that's like what it looked like. And they had a dog called Milo that was just like I remember one night I was sleeping, and then like it was just wet because the dog peed in the bed. And then the next night, like the guy whose bed it was pissed in the bed again, and it was wet when I went in there again.
Wait, he did it, not the dog?
This, yeah.
The dude pissed in it?
Yeah.
Why?
And then the next night, I was like, fuck, I'm not sleeping in that bed anymore because it's just covered in piss because like just kept flipping the mattress.
Oh, God.
And then like I look over and this other guy's sleeping and it's just like a stream of piss. Like, I don't know, something about the bed.
Seems like an attractive target for piss. Not the toilet, it would seem, but the mattress.
Yeah. Yeah, like they wear like, what are they, waistcoats and stuff and like write music.
Yeah.
Nah, I just like the whole, like people just take it too seriously. And I mean, I take it seriously, but like it's a conscious effort to write songs that are just mindlessly easy to listen to and like fun. And I don't know, when you're driving like to the beach with your friends, like you don't want to be like, oh, that's an interesting chord progression or something like that. Like you just want to have it on in the background. It's good like energy and stuff.
Is it true as well that you sort of try to write music from like the standpoint of maybe like late teens, like 17-ish?
Yeah,
100%. What's the story behind that?
I don't know. That's like when I got into like, I don't know, punk music and stuff. And they're like the best times of your life, like when you just have nothing to worry about at all. And those, like, I remember, like, that's the time when, like, music, like, really stuck with me. Like, those songs that I listened to when I was, like, 17, like, I'll never forget those times and that music and stuff. So, I don't know, it's kind of cool to write from that perspective.
I guess one thing when you're 17 is as well, you have this, like, grave fear of selling out. Is that ever something that crosses? Because I feel like, especially with the kind of music that you guys make, that's always a big thing that sort of I'd be worried about, like people, you know, the hardcore, the real diehards, be like, you're selling out, man. But then selling out often means reaching new people and getting bigger crowds and stuff. So, I mean, how do you sort of think about that?
When I used to be real, like, ignorant and, like, just, like, have that mentality. And I remember, like, doing the dumbest shit. We got asked to play, like, a Converse party or something. I was like, man, I'm not wearing Converse to this. That's, like, fucking, like, like, I wore, like, thongs or something. I don't know. Like, and then now I look back, I'm like, man, maybe if I wore Converse, they would have, like, gave us some money and probably could have done something cool. Or, like, but really, like, but now I'm like, man, like, anything helps. Like, I don't care. If someone wants to give me money to do, like, I don't know, write a corny song for like, a cereal commercial, I'm down to do it. It's, like, cool experience.
So off air, we were talking about how you've kind of got a few alternate Instagrams where you sort of post your deep finds from the internet. And so I sort of feel like I want to take this opportunity to, you know, find something new here, because as someone that also likes being online, is there like a wormhole, a part of the internet that you're very much obsessed with right now? For me, recently, I was really obsessed with clickbait YouTube pranks. Like, these like 17-year-olds that'll make videos where it's like calling the boss baby at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And so it'll be them on FaceTime, and obviously their friend is just holding up a picture of the boss baby on the other page.
Yeah.
If you look up on YouTube 3 a.m., there are so many of these fake, terrible pranks, and they'll be like at the start, you know, guys, if you don't like, because the audience is like 8-year-olds, if you don't like this video in 30 seconds, you're going to die. Like, something, the boss baby is going to kill you.
Yeah.
And then all these comments like, I like the video, I liked it, I liked
ones,
it.
You know, like Slender Man, like these weird fictional characters that just get so like, they're just real now.
Yeah, well, there are these girls that killed someone because they thought
like,
Slender Man
cool.
was going to
get
them.
And that's like, I always think about this, like taking that approach in the band. Like, if you can create this totally unbelievable character, like a really tall, skinny man that kills people.
Yeah.
Like, and you can get millions of followers. Like, why can't like you do that with a band?
any like rough ideas on how you could make it work?
Like, I feel like it only really works with hippie bands these days. Like, because you can do like a cult or something. No, I reckon I could figure it out.
I think it helps if your audience, like these YouTubers are literally making videos for babies, you know?
Yeah,
and it's,
well,
it's crazy. These babies with the iPads in the restaurant, you
maybe
know?
Maybe I should target the babies.
Maybe a kids band. And it's like, guys, before we play this song, just know, if you don't tell your credit, if you don't get your parents to give us their credit card number, you will die. Like, it's just, sorry, guys. And then
I knew this girl. I didn't know this girl. I met this girl. And she would take advantage of kids like that. She would, like, go onto people's kids' Facebooks and be like, hey, like, nice to meet you. What's your dog's name? How old are you and stuff? This is, like, a girl my age.
Whoa.
And then she'd go into Neopets and use their dog's name as the password.
Yeah.
And log into their Neopets and steal all their money.
Oh, my God. Do you think that's fair game online or
that's pretty messed up?
That's
pretty
weird. Yeah.
But I think the weirdest thing is she'd steal their Neopet money.
Right.
Which is like, so she can like buy her Neopets clothes and stuff.
And that's obviously going so well in 2018.
Yeah.
Neopets. Look, I mean, internet's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know. But hey, man, all the best with the tour.
Thank you.
Sydney, it's going to be the Lansdowne on the 15th of December if you're around. So make sure you get around it. Alex, thanks so much for coming in, man.
Thanks so much for having me.